This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Thursday, the 5th of September, and you're on the clock with Erin Green. Patients that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. And today is the 1,000th episode of On the Clock with Erin Green, and we're celebrating today with Abaco Markets Limited, AML,
yes,
Foods,
AML Foods,
for their annual snackathon,
woo-woo,
where Guardian Radio and the whole Guardian family partners with AML in this initiative to ensure that children can have the gift of snacks.
Yes.
Children in need. Children. And I think this is very important.
It's absolutely important for us. AML Foods, Solomon's Nassau Retail, and Freeport Wholesale Stores,
yes,
are in on this today. We're partnered with Guardian Media for its impactful back-to-school promotion. It aligns with our commitment to making a positive difference in our community. So we're just in line. We're working with y'all.
Absolutely. And Guardian Media is, we're just excited to be a part of this initiative once again. Joining Guardian Radio 96.9 FM is Hot 91.7 and Star 106.5. And we are excited to be here today. In fact, it's to help Guardian Radio and AML raise funds for much needed snacks in our second annual Back to School Snackathon. You can help us surpass last year's total by making a donation at the register of all Solomon's Fresh Markets and Cost-Right locations in both Nassau and Freeport. So join us, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM at Fresh Market Harbor Bay this morning from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. for our live snackathon broadcast. Meet your Guardian Radio 96.9 personalities like C.A. Nuri and assist us in beating last year's total of funds raised in our snackathon. Miss Grant?
Yes, ma'am.
From AML Foods?
Naomi Grant from AML Foods.
Naomi Grant. How much money did we raise at last year's snackathon?
I think you need to tell me that one.
Okay,
how
well.
How much money did we raise?
$3,800.
Wow. That's amazing.
Absolutely. I'd say 38, not 3,800. Because you got to stunt your end with numbers.
It sounds better.
$3,800.
$100.
And it is, right?
It's a lot of money.
And so AML Foods announced the conclusion of last year's back-to-school snackathon promotion, which ran from August 8th to 31st, just 2 weeks.
That's a lot of money for 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
Okay, then.
A fantastic initiative.
Absolutely.
And the proceeds from last year's snackathon were donated to the Bahamas Feeding Network,
mm-hmm,
and Hands for Hunger for distribution. Who are our benefits? Beneficiaries.
Our beneficiaries.
I think it's
the
Feeding Network and Hands for Hunger again.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So someone will be joining us later on.
Oh, great.
Yeah, they're going to come by and visit.
That's good because you don't need to answer all of these questions, and I have plenty of questions.
Okay, great.
Today.
Thank you.
And of course, for the whole audience, the first question is, what was your favorite snack at school time?
It's
your turn.
I'm ready. So my favorite snack, and everybody used to really tease me about this, but my favorite snack was pickles,
mm-hmm,
and ham.
You were a visionary.
I was.
They didn't know you was ahead of your time.
They didn't know because just the other day I was looking at a TikTok and the lady put a pickle and ham on a wrap, and it has become famous.
You lucky you got a wrap.
Just saying.
People who suffer.
No, I didn't have a wrap.
No,
I just had the pickle. The woman had a wrap.
Yeah.
She upgraded.
Because people with celiac disease who avoid gluten and wheat products, they use the ham as the wrap and the pickle is the meat in the sandwich.
That was me.
Anyway, you are a visionary.
Thank
because
you.
All across the global north, our neighbors to the north. Pickles and ham is our flavor now in potato chips.
Yes, yes.
I have a similar vision.
They owe me money.
I mean, they owe us money. Good morning, Mr. Nuri. How are you doing?
It's always good to be here, Aaron. Thank you very much for allowing me to be on your show again. And I'm excited to speak to Ms. Grant.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing always good. I'm good. Always good. I never had pickle and ham, but I mean, my favorite snack used to be crackers with mayonnaise and sugar.
That's different.
No. Maybe this was popular. This was popular in the 80s.
What 80s? 1780s?
No. This is a big thing.
Was that a salad cracker?
Yeah, salad cracker. Oh. And you spread the mayonnaise on it, and you put the sugar on it, and you put the next cracker on top of it. Awesome.
Sweet sandwich?
It was a sweet cracker sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
So ask me what my favorite snack was.
Carrots. You look like a carrot person.
I look
person.
Like Bugs Bunny.
You just look like a carrot person.
My favorite snack was cream crackers and cheese, or cream crackers and ham. And I say it like that because my housekeeper was a strict, snack expert.
Uh-huh.
She's
bougie.
Like, you want a sandwich? You can't have more than one slice of sandwich meat on your sandwich.
Okay.
You want crackers?
Wow.
You can't have two type. I mean, she was frugal.
Yeah.
And you didn't spread any mayonnaise on the cracker?
Mayonnaise is for bread. There's strict rules about snacks, Mr. Nuri.
Say that again. Cream cracker and
cheese. Or cream cracker and ham. Yeah, but not both.
You was working on a charcuterie board.
I mean, this is what
there
I say.
You go. Yeah.
Absolutely. Now,
I mind you, see the difference? When I grew up, I didn't know ham and turkey came as slices. I only saw the big ham at Christmas time. So this is the difference of growing up bougie and growing up inner city. Because I didn't know ham and turkey could have been sliced. That just don't make sense to me.
Wow.
I found that out like when I was 30. Yeah.
This is Mr. Nuri, now that you are in charge of snacks in your household, what types of snacks do you provide for your kids? And alternately, what type of snacks do they prefer?
Well, they now have experienced the crackers.
Passing on the family tradition.
Yes, they got to enjoy that. Yeah, but the elder tends to eat a lot of carrots and stuff like that.
Yeah.
She's health freak. And the young one wants anything that's sweet.
Oh.
Any kind of pie.
The mistake, I think people called it like a fortunate mistake of introducing my niece to native fruit at a very young age. We're talking pre-1-year-old. And now she don't satisfy with regular snack.
Wow.
If it's Gnep season, she want Gnep for her snack. Mango season, she want mango. Most of us Bahamians are two meat, she's two fruit.
Ah.
She's like, what you mean? I can't have two fruit at the same time.
Nice.
Yeah, cool.
Yep.
Good job.
And so we're excited today to share the news, but more importantly, to encourage the listening audience to stop in at any of our Solomon's locations today for the last day of the snackathon. And available to you to donate, we have Solomon's Yamacraw.
Yes.
Solomon's Old Trail.
Yes.
Solomon's Fresh Market Harbor Bay, where you could come and meet the C.A. Nuri.
Yes.
Solomon's Fresh Market Old Fort Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Solomon's Lukaya. Solomon's Downtown and Cosright, Nassau, and Freeport. Now tell us about Solomon's Downtown, because I was ready to jump in my car and go to Bay Street when I saw this. Where is Solomon's Downtown?
Solomon's Downtown is right in Freeport.
Lukaya. I haven't reached the Freeport yet, so I need to travel
there. So we have one
there.
In Lukaya, as well as one is downtown.
Okay.
Yes, we just opened that December before last, yes.
22.
Absolutely.
22.
Okay.
December 2022.
Nice.
So if you're in Freeport and don't know, downtown,
absolutely.
Solomon's Downtown is right there for you. And it's a brand new facility.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good stuff.
Amazing.
I doing a little research. I saw that AML Foods is expanding.
Yes, we are expanding.
Across the archipelago. And I'm excited to find out where also you guys have a new e-purchase. I could go online.
Purchase online.
And so I'm excited for Family Islanders because you can join in this conversation as well. You can order your snacks right now. You say, look here, Miss Green, she right next to the snacks. Let me get on now and order my snacks before she try
that.
By all.
Yes.
And you arrange delivery.
Yes. So you go to Solomon's Fresh Markets with an S, .com online, and you can shop and get all of the items that we have in the store.
I just noticed that you all have their own parking space, because I was trying to find parking.
Yeah, so
and I said, there's a parking just for online shoppers.
That's right. We do have parking for online shoppers. So you can order it. It'll be ready for you when you come into the store, and they'll give it right to you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So take a moment to remind everyone the reason why we're here today, the last day of the Snackathon. We're encouraging shoppers, we're encouraging listeners to donate at the register or use your My Smart Rewards loyalty card to donate points to the Snackathon, where we are ensuring that children in need can start the school year with the nutritional count that they need to push through these classes and conquer these exams and be the king or queen of recess.
This is it.
Right? Kids burn a lot of energy through the day, and we need to make sure that we're not just fueling them, but we're fueling them properly.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know about fueling children.
Yes.
My niece would come to wake, I'd sugar her up and let her wake for 4 hours straight, let her fall out. Apparently, that's not the right way to do it.
No.
The labor board will tell you right away you're wrong. You need to feed your young people with healthy snacks that fuel them properly, don't drive their blood sugar
yes.
up out of healthy ranges. And also, we want to minimize the additives
yes, so
and
they can
the dyes and the colorants.
The yeah.
And most importantly, we need you to know that these products are available for you.
They are.
Not just in New Providence, across the archipelago.
Yes.
You buying any snacks for me today, ma'am? I said, I see you shopping. Are you buying any snacks for me today?
No.
It's your fault I can't start school yet. I can't go to school without snacks. I just told my mommy, that's why I'm here today. But thank you for coming to the store today. Just as we go to a break, we're encouraging everyone to participate in the last day of the Snackathon. You can donate your change at the register, or you can use your Smart Rewards loyalty card to donate some points to the program. Have a great day, ma'am. I'll see you at church. I come in for my snack at some point, ma'am. Anyway, I think it's time for us to go to a break. You guys stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We have some more talk with Ms. Grant from AML. And then we got some headlines to talk about as well to keep your brain fueled as you keep your belly fueled on the last day of the AML Foods Guardian Radio Media Group Snackathon.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. The HitSpot and listen to
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. On the clock is at Fresh Markets, Harbor Bay, for the last day of the AML Foods Snackathon. And I have a shopper in front of me and I want to ask her a question. Madam, ready for the question? What's your favorite type of Slam Bomb, and does Slam Bomb count as a snack?
Well, I don't... do the slam bam. I don't eat meat and that sort of stuff, so I can't answer that question.
Now, it sounds like you dissing the slam bam as a child. Sometimes we had to rely on the slam bam.
Yes, you're correct. Yes, as a child, yes, we did. I guess you can consider it a snack. Sometimes, in some cases, it was a meal.
The whole meal?
The whole meal.
Do you ever eat pan bread?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that a good snack?
It's a healthy snack, yes.
Good stuff. But now pears have become so valued and expensive, many people can't tolerate the idea of their child having a snack of bread. It's like,
no,
pears for Sunday, pears for two meat day.
You're correct.
Well, absolutely.
With your breakfast, with tuna and grits and your boiled fish and all that sort of stuff. But no, it's no longer sort of snack. It's a side dish for a meal.
Absolutely. Yeah. Do you entertain little children in your house, like grandchildren, nieces and nephews?
I have nieces and nephews.
Yeah, what type of snacks you give them?
I tend to keep the fruit and healthier snacks on hand. Like I have a niece, she likes Lunchables. But I tend to keep the fruit and like the dried nuts and fruit and that sort of stuff on hand.
Thank you very much, ma'am. I love Lunchables as a snack because of the size, right? What I love more about Lunchables is I could make them at home, right? And so you tell the kids, look here, buy what you want, and then you eat them, and then I can make it up for you and see if you like the one I make. Thank you so much, ma'am. Absolutely. We're exploring snack culture today, and it's interesting to hear what people used to eat as a snack, what they used to consider a snack, and the question of whether children today consider those same things as snacks.
Growing up, our snacks were the dili and the guava and the
juju
and all the plums and sort of stuff. When I was a child, we didn't have all these art.
Yeah.
You know, in my yard, we had everything, orange, grapefruit, cherries, juju, plum, you name it, we had it. So that was our snacks growing up.
Absolutely. What I like about the selection of snacks that AML Foods has is that they have a lot of fruit-based snacks, right? Like, they fit right into this culture.
Yes.
They know that we remember eating fruit as snacks,
right.
And they've brought, like, the best of two worlds together. I got a product here called Smart Sweet, Sweet Fish, and so you have, and Sweet Tarts and Sweet Hearts.
I've never
and
seen these.
So you get the sweet of the fruit, and then you get the tart and sour that the young children like today. I say take it because I used to get my sour from Pinches. Like when you did something wrong and you get a sour look, that's how I used to get my sour. The kids, they got it great today.
Yeah.
Thank you so much,
Thank
ma'am.
You too.
Have a wonderful day.
Before you go on, Erin, I want to ask Ms. Grant something. I appreciate processes. I'm a Solomon shopper, right? And I want to know, how do I transfer my points to the back-to-school program?
So when you go to the cash register, you're checking out, you just let the lady know that you'd like to transfer your points to the snackathon, and they'll do it just like a purchase.
Okay, that's the same thing with just giving money back to?
So yes. Yes.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Oh, that's easy.
At any one of our locations.
Okay. And that's Solomon's Yamacross,
Solomon's Old Trail, Solomon's Fresh Market, Harbor Bay, as well as Old Fort Bay. You have Cartwright in Nassau. And then in Freeport, you have Cartwright. You have Solomon's Downtown, Solomon's Lukaya.
Okay. And this is the last day
This is the last day for you to donate.
I mean, you're going
to
rush down today.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Absolutely. So, if today was not your weekly shopping day, turn today into your weekly shopping day. Come down, do your weekly shopping, and then donate your loyalty points for today's shopping to the program. Now, I use my loyalty points for all kinds of things.
Listen.
Like when I'm not supposed to be spending money, but I want a snack, I run in and just use my loyalty card.
Absolutely.
Keep my budget intact. When I say I want to use my loyalty card, can I donate half of my points?
Yes, you can donate as many as you want, as little as you want.
Absolutely.
They'll be able to make the transaction for you. Very simple. It doesn't take a long time at all.
Every little bit counts.
Every little bit counts.
Do you want to talk about some of the snacks that you guys do have available in store?
Sure. So we have snacks that are alternative to what we have that is conventional.
Very popular.
Okay,
yeah.
Very popular. So like you have, instead of having your Cheez-Its, which this is one of my favorite snacks.
Right.
I'll eat this with grape juice. But then we have the Quest tortilla-style protein chips. So that's like a chip and a cracker in one.
Dear parents, how did you let your summer go by without these chips? You know, they also eating a small meal.
This only has 1 gram of sugar.
That's it?
That's it. This entire serving.
1.5 grams of saturated fat only.
I'm not going to tell you how much sugar is inside of my favorite one. But it's a zero.
You don't mind that. The cheeses have too much excitement in them.
For real?
Lots of sodium.
They're hiding it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, 230 grams of sodium.
Yeah, that's a lot of sodium.
That's pretty wild.
Right? And so, I mean, unless you're eating celery, you're not going to get all the healing one time.
No,
but
not at
all. These snacks give you an option of like, hey.
I got to tell you about my other favorite one, the Way Better Chip.
Never heard of that.
Way Better Chip. Now, this one right here has no grams of sugar. It has sweet chili. Yeah. Whole grain corn, vegetables,
sprouted flax, broccoli,
quinoa,
and radish seeds,
and chai, chia seeds. Sorry, chia seeds.
I got to experiment with that one.
Listen, Cecil, I see
you
looking
at
me like what that is. Not just does it taste good. Your regular tuna salad, you eating that with crackers.
Yeah.
Your regular corned beef salad, you eating that with these crackers. Your regular, I know you know about cheese salad, pimento and spicy
but these
cheese
are
salad.
Chips.
No, but that.
These are chips.
They're chips.
Yeah.
That you could eat like crackers.
And that's chili pepper inside it too.
You want to taste it?
I like free tang.
All right, let's taste it.
No, I like free tang.
We're tasting the Way Better Chip, the sweet chili, right here at Fresh Market Harbor Bay.
And dear parents, this is a part of the process, right? You got to bring your kids along for the journey. Sample things together. In fact,
yes.
I like the idea of like a sample weekend. We plan out what we're going to sample. Why
mm-hmm.
we're going to sample it.
Mm-hmm.
We go in and we grab all our samples.
Yes.
And this weekend is sample weekend. When we go home, we're trying out all the snacks to determine which ones that we like the best.
This is good, Eric.
Well, you know, we could we sample every day at our Fresh Market locations. Every other day, we have one sampling at our locations. Like
really?
During lunch hour. Yes.
And customers would come in and then sample the product
we're highlighting. You sample the product that we're highlighting for the week.
I like that.
You have a tracker? I just saying, like, I need to know where to go every day.
So if you get on our Facebook page, we'll let you know ahead of time. So check out where we're going to be for that day and come visit Anna. She will sample the items.
Absolutely.
What is your Facebook page?
Facebook page is freshmarkets.com. I mean,
Fresh Markets.
Fresh Markets. Yeah. Freshmarkets.com.
And what I like about the culture here at the store is there's a lot of products you may not have seen before when you walk in the store, but the store takes the time to introduce you to
mm-hmm.
the products
mm-hmm.
and not just in isolation, right? It's
mm-hmm.
like, hey, I'm selling you a sauce. Let me give you 3 or 4 options.
Exactly.
I'm looking at my friend now who let me sample the Beyond Meat meatballs with the spicy barbecue sauce the other day. And she couldn't believe I was so happy with the little snack, but that's the experience that I like, right? Show me some of the ways that I can use this new product. And the culture here is all about introducing people to their food.
I don't know if you've noticed, but our shelves have grown.
Yes.
And so you're able to get more of a variety of one item, of
nice.
One kind of item.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll see that we still do have our affordable field day. We also have our President's Choice, which is right over here, where you're able to see different tastes of Britain,
mm-hmm.
and Europe. The old and Europe, all the things that we love and knew growing up,
mm-hmm.
and different additions to that as well. So you look at the bread. How many
options
we have?
This is a slam bam emporium. This is a place for sandwich.
Even the peanut butter
mm-hmm.
has healthy options on the inside of it, and different nuts, but also grains as well.
Right. Imagine a healthy chocolate spread with a cocoa alternate. I find that here in your store, man.
Right over there.
Yeah, absolutely. Why are you looking at me like
that? Because I'm tasting it with you.
Okay, good. I made the mistake of introducing my niece to a peanut butter and chocolate, not a panini, but you know, when you grill it,
mm-hmm.
like on the foreman and you seal up the sandwich.
Yes.
I made a hot peanut butter and chocolate sandwich as a snack. And she said, like, it's not enough to share, Auntie. And so I look at her and say, what you going to do? She look at me and say, what you going to do? And she put the sandwich in her mouth.
I love it.
I don't blame her, right? She
no,
tell me snacks are for
fault.
Children.
You did that.
Yeah, it's my fault. Absolutely. And these are the experiences that we want to give kids, right? But we want it to be healthy.
Yes.
And we want to ensure that all kids
yeah.
can have the same experience. This is so important.
How did you like the snack, though?
That's awesome. That's just not regular. That's really awesome. That's
it's
good.
Really good. It's yeah. better than the Doritos, right?
Yeah. I love how it's seasoned. It's seasoned. It's
the
seasoned
only
well.
Problem with this snack, the sweet chili way better tortilla chip that you could eat like a cracker, is I want to, first of all, I want it to be a personal bag.
Right, right.
But when
right.
I bring the bag in my house, everybody it's remember Jesus say Sharon and Karen. It's his two favorite friends. Right.
Wow. Sometimes, I understand.
Sometimes I'm tempted to eat the whole thing
in the car.
Right, but you can't eat the whole thing.
No,
because it's so good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes this is the thing about eating: we don't realize that some obese people are actually in a state of starvation.
Yeah,
because the nutrients that they need mm-hmm. in the bulk of calories that they're consuming.
Yes,
with these snacks. Your body hits the switch
mm-hmm.
very quickly because yep. you're getting all the nutrients you need in one serving.
Absolutely.
And so for parents who are like, hey, I don't buy chip because my children just eat the whole bag of chip, I have to police them.
Mm-hmm.
Their bodies will police them because they're getting a whole bulk of good nutrients one time, and the body naturally hits the switch.
Yep.
And children, once they fall into that practice, that habit, that culture, they get used to it, and their daily routine shifts.
Yeah.
They do more because they have more energy.
That's it.
They snack less because they're consuming good, healthy, nutrient-rich snacks.
So it benefits you all around.
Absolutely. Let's look at some more of these snacks and alternatives.
I need to see the sugar one you were talking about.
Oh, now. Right. Smart Sweet.
Smart.
Only 3 grams of sugar. We have the Sweet Fish brand. That's
then
like
you got the peach.
Swedish Fish.
Then you got the peach rings.
Peach rings, and then Sour Blast Buddies. Now, Halloween is coming up, right?
Yes.
I don't want you all to be like my mother.
Mm.
My mother is health conscious,
mm-hmm.
and more so like Halloween time.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't want to give other people's children bad snacks. My mother is known Halloween time. She volunteered for the Red Cross.
Yes.
So she'd always have leftover caramel apples from the Red Cross fair. Mini packs of raisins and small bags of home popcorn.
My
that's what she gave children for Halloween.
I love it.
I didn't love it because that's all I had to eat.
You had to give away all your...
and then I had to give it away, right? And so,
I'm sorry.
No, just saying, so there's a lovely selection of snacks here. You can find your sort of traditional store brands.
Right.
And then a line of matching or alternative healthier brands, right? And so what I'm saying is don't starve your children, especially not at Halloween, but you can balance, right,
mm-hmm.
the traditional candies with the healthier, low sugar,
mm-hmm.
low dye and additive
Absolutely.
Candies.
So this is where I would interject here. Forgive me, Ms. Grant.
Yes.
Is there a specific aisle?
Specific
I get overwhelmed
aisle.
Easily.
Is that aisle six? Aisle six is there for you.
I get to see all of these?
All of these snacks. Now, these are actually in the front, the sugar.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the quick aisle.
A specific snack aisle.
But there is a specific snack aisle. Aisle six. So when you come in, tell them you want to go to the Way Better Chip
mm-hmm.
on aisle six.
Okay.
Now,
and we have so many of other healthy alternative snacks in that aisle.
And it's not just that aisle, Miss Nuri. First of all, we're looking at the produce section,
okay,
right?
Okay, then.
So I'm going to go grab my little carrot sticks from the produce section. Then I'm going to aisle one for the condiment section, right, where there are a large number of salad dressings and sauces. And I can be like, when you say, Green, you eating carrots today? I say, no, buddy, I have a charcuterie board of carrot and sauces.
Mm.
I get my ranch dressing. I can get my healthy green goddess dressing.
Exactly.
I can get a vinaigrette for my carrots and my and my cauliflower and broccoli heads.
Okay.
And the key is to dip the broccoli or cauliflower head in the vinaigrette dressing, shake it around, and then pop it in your mouth.
Absolutely.
And that's how you turn vegetables into an exciting
experience.
Right. And then you can change it up.
Mm-hmm.
The carrot is always the same. Well, I was about to say the carrot is always the same, but I'm in Fresh Market where you can find your largest variety
of organic vegetables.
And in particular carrots. You can get purple, yellow, white, and orange carrots. You can get mini carrots. You can get baby carrots.
A whole rainbow of carrots.
You can get shredded carrots. You could get julienne carrots.
Mm-hmm.
If you come at the right time of the day, they prepare vegetable trays that you could take home for a snack or to prepare in your meal. You take them and turn them into a snack.
Yes.
And so many of the aisles, with a little bit of creativity, can also turn into a snack aisle.
That's it. Like, that's true.
For instance, I see y'all have some polenta in the corner. For people who don't know, that's like European grits, right?
Yes.
I'm going to take my polenta and I'm going to roll it out into like a flat on a baking pan and cut it into squares. And then I'm going to take a piece of cheese or a piece of sausage or something. I'm going to wrap it in the polenta.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to air fry it.
Okay.
Right? And then turn it into little movie side snack bites, Bahamian style.
I love it.
Because polenta, unlike our grits, polenta is a firmer grit, right? And so it's easier for rolling out.
Okay.
But you could do the same thing with our grits.
Okay.
Absolutely. Now, joining us today, right now, is a rep. Oh, joining us is a representative from the the Bahamas Feeding Network. I noticed she didn't come with any food to feed me. I don't know what this job is about. But on the other side of the break, we will be talking with Ms. Archer from the Bahamas Feeding Network about the snackathon and how the funds are used and why they need our support. That's me and you. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western W Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavondre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green. C.A. Nuri is joining me. We're at Fresh Markets Harbor Bay location for the last day of the AML Snackathon, and Guardian Media Group is proud to be a partner in this year's Snackathon, as we were last year. And we're proud because this initiative is supporting the work of Hands for Hunger and the Bahamas Feeding Network. Joining me right now, just before we go to the text, I see your text, guys, and I'm going to read them. Before we go to the text, I have Ms. Archer with me from the Bahamas Feeding Network. Good morning, Ms. Archer.
Good morning, Erin. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, tell us, what does this initiative mean for the Bahamas Feeding Network?
Erin, parents have spent all their funds and all the other little things that they didn't get from all the giveaways.
Mm-hmm.
And so the children have no food. Okay, and I don't know if you know, Erin, but when we have children with no food, parents don't send them to school. I don't know why it's a stigma or something, but if they don't have either money to give them for lunch or food to pack for them, they do not send them to school. And you know what? Probably just as well, because who can learn on an empty tummy?
Absolutely, right. You're setting your kids up for failure.
Indeed.
You know, naturally uncomfortable, naturally frustrated, naturally unable to pay attention in class, and there's no need for you to get in trouble for that condition.
Exactly. So we are so very thankful to AML Foods for including us again this year. When you live with it every day, your phone is blowing up, your email is blowing up, the inbox of your Facebook and other social media accounts are blowing up. And you see people crying and saying that they were expecting it from somewhere else and it didn't come yet. And it hurts.
Yes.
It hurts, you know. Our motto says hunger hurts. But together, Erin, we can make a difference. Okay? We can stamp it out. And that's why I can't, again, say thank you enough to AML Foods, because they come through at Christmas time. They come through at back to school time. They come through around Easter time. Okay? Mm-hmm. They're the real MVP. Thank you, AML Foods.
Thank you. It's our pleasure.
Absolutely.
It's our pleasure.
And you said at Christmas time, I just want to throw a small note. You can go to the AML Foods website and how the funds are used, how
yes.
much is raised. And
yes.
I found this great article from the top of the year. AML Foods feed 5,000 program distributed $41,000 in food vouchers.
Yes, ma'am.
New Providence, Grand Bahama, and Exuma in the holidays. And the number speaks to the need.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And sometimes we look at people and we don't understand the extent of starvation that they're going through.
Indeed.
You know,
indeed.
People are proud.
We know how to pretty it up.
Yeah.
Oh, we could look good on the outside,
mm-hmm,
you
mm-hmm.
know?
Yes.
Absolutely.
We go to work and we try to make sure the bill's getting paid piece. So somewhere it'd have to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be food.
Absolutely. And in many instances, parents will starve themselves
yes.
to be able to
yes.
take care of their kids.
Indeed.
And it's just a great need. And like Mr. Newry likes to remind me, and I have no problem acknowledging it, I come from bougie space.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I've never missed a meal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even when I was in university, I had the wherewithal to go find the 7 pence big beans
mm-hmm.
and the 12 pence loaf of bread,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's important to me to use whatever I can to help people need.
Yes.
Right? And so I'm even more excited to be a part of this initiative, because AML is not just saying, hey, we're going to feed you, but we're saying, look, we're also providing healthy alternatives.
Yes.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Because We're not saying to children, you're poor, so you must eat whatever we give.
Indeed.
Right? That,
indeed.
We're not tolerating that type
indeed.
Of attitude. And so we want to not just provide access, but provide access to a wide range
indeed.
Of healthy
indeed.
Products for these young people. It's once the brain is firing, these children could make it work. They could figure it
yes,
out.
Yes, they Absolutely. Can.
Any math problem, they could work it out.
Mm-hmm.
And once they feel included and like they belong in the school family or the community family,
yes.
then they're just ready to shine.
Yes.
It's so important. So I want to encourage all of my QC schoolmates, that's what the word we like to use, classmates, class of 92 and above and below, if
mm-hmm.
you have an opportunity today, come out to one of the many locations, Solomon's Yamacraw, Solomon's Old Trail, Solomon's Fresh Market Harbor Bay, Solomon's Fresh Market Old Fort Bay, Solomon's Lukaya, Solomon's Downtown, that's in Grand Bahama,
how about that?
And Cosrite, Nassau, and Freeport.
I got to shout out your QC classmates, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I can throw a firebomb inside there.
Okay.
At Thanksgiving,
yeah.
okay, I must say that they gave us a call. Come and pick up.
Awesome
this is what
stuff.
We have set aside for you. And of course, moving up east, we had the enemy of QC.
Oh, no, we're not enemies. We're good friends.
Those good friends now?
Yeah, Sack
okay.
You mean Sack and QC?
Yeah,
we're good
okay,
friends.
That's
only
just
us
a facade.
Only us could row
okay,
each other.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So Sack is the other one. And then, of course, the mighty Blue Waves of St. Anne's School. So those were the three schools that gave us a call after their Thanksgiving collections, and
mm-hmm.
we are so very grateful to them, and I want them to know we expect to be called again this
right.
year. And then we need some people from the other side of the, you know, the island to call, and if they're not calling us, we don't mind if they call Ants for Hunger.
Mm-hmm.
They just need to
reach out
to somebody.
Absolutely.
And give something.
Say, look here, you have
you
my
know?
Friend phone number.
Okay.
Just give Ants for Hunger a call.
All right.
We're looking at the Life
okay.
of Key School, and we're looking at
yes.
King's College.
Yes.
We're also looking at St. Andrews.
Absolutely.
Now, for people who are like, you know, I give, but I don't ever know where the money is going, right?
Mm-hmm.
This sort of initiative, there are parts that you publicize, and then there are parts that we don't publicize.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we know the children are grateful for the donations and the snacks. We don't need them to smile in our face to say that, right?
Mm-hmm.
We want to be able to support people without them having to compensate
mm-hmm.
us, right, with
mm-hmm.
exposure.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's important. Well, how do we give back and protect, you know, the person who we are giving to?
Giving to.
We must. Indeed. We don't have to demand this public gratitude.
Right.
But you can reach out to these organizations' websites. Again, like I said, AML Foods documents the fundraising efforts, how the funds are used, how much was raised. Bahamas
Likewise.
Feeding Network does mm-hmm. the same thing. Hands for Hunger does the same thing. You could call them and ask them, say, hey, I was really interested mm-hmm. in to see how the funds were used. And you may say, I want to know how you all use your funds because I don't want to duplicate anything.
Right. Right.
I want to figure out a new way to donate, a new way
to give. One of the things, Aaron, because when Bahamas Feeding Network initially started, the model was cooking mm-hmm. and feed and just giving out plates of hot food,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So since COVID, what we did was we changed the way we do things.
Mm-hmm.
We now have in excess of 100 partners. Okay?
Yes.
And once a month we do a major purchase.
Mm-hmm.
And we then give non-perishable items for the most part to those 100 partners that we have. Okay? So I'm talking Salvation Army. I'm talking Great Commissions. I'm talking most of the churches, St. Michael's Methodist, St. George's Anglican, St. James, all of these places, Mount Olive in Bainetown.
Mm-hmm.
They get food items from us.
And then
Centerville Seventh-day Adventist. These are just some of them. Mm-hmm. And then we have a number of little community centers. I'm thinking about Miss Laura up in the Kemp Road area. They get food from us, and some of them cook,
mm-hmm.
and they distribute the food like that. Some of them take what we give them and either break it down some more or mm-hmm. add to it and give to the people. So they have the direct contact
yes.
with the people.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've changed what we do. So what we do is we do plenty, plenty begging and plenty, plenty fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And all you golf enthusiasts out there, we have a golf tournament coming up. If you're interested, check out our pages. And that's a fun way to give back.
Wow. The African-American man in the golf sphere, he has developed a one-hand golf swing.
How about that?
I know he eat plenty healthy snacks. I'm just so amazed, and everybody who watches it is uh-huh. amazed, because they don't think it go work out, right? I would tell us this, but he's fueled by healthy living. It's a wonderful. So a golf tournament coming up mm-hmm. to support the initiatives of the Bahamas
Indeed.
Feeding Network. Okay, I have some text here. And the first text says, please ask if AML is supporting Bahamian-made products in their stores.
Yes, we are supporting Bahamian-made products in the stores. And we also have a craft market where the small businesses that aren't able to give us the quantity that we need.
Boutique market
exactly,
of small production.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you can come, you can email anngrant@amlfoods.com if you are interested in being a vendor at our craft market. And so we have some right here.
Tropeville, Bahamas,
Dumpling.
Pineapple jam.
Dumpling.
And pepper jelly. Let's talk about snacks. Even Mr. Nuri was talking about putting mayonnaise and sugar
on
the cracker.
You know,
mayonnaise and
you
sugar.
Know what would taste good?
That's a recipe from the 1780s, Archie. We're not troubling that today. Yes.
A cracker
right.
with some of this jelly and some cheese on top of that.
Right. I mean,
cream cheese.
Right. But that's why Mr. Nuri put the mayo and the sugar on it to replicate the cream cheese.
Gotcha.
And then all he needed to do is sprinkle some pepper on
now
it.
Now I see your vision,
right.
sir.
But now we have a pepper jelly,
mm-hmm.
which is great for savory applications.
Absolutely.
Listen, what you going to do when you get your cheesecake and you
mm-hmm.
get your tamarind,
uh-huh.
you're
uh-huh.
going to add a little bit of pepper jelly to your tamarind glaze to put on the cheesecake.
Oh.
Yes.
And then you can cut it into small bites so you could call it cheesecake snacks. And put
that?
It in the freezer and pop it out so you could have a snack of cheesecake as opposed to, like me, a half of a cheesecake one time. But talking about local products, right?
What's this?
Bahamas coffee
roasters, the Junk Canoe flavor.
I'm a coffee.
And then we have the Calypso flavor.
I'm a coffee drinker.
Junk Canoe flavor.
I love coffee.
The snacks. You could make coffee for snacks in the summer.
Absolutely.
Ice cold coffee, popsicle. So thinking about Bahamian products, right?
Yes.
And initiatives to support.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to my local farmers and growers for a second.
Hey, bring it on.
Because everything that you grow is not perfect, but it has a purpose. right? And I want to encourage you to use refuse, reject, and leftover fruit and vegetables to start making local snacks. Because now you know that a store like Fresh Market, Harbor Bay and Old Fort Bay, is open to housing and selling, showcasing local snacks. These are things I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
We just made a batch of mango fruit roll-ups and sea grape
there
leather. Cecil was supposed to bring the snacks, not me today, Ms. Arch. I'm sorry.
Dungalek? When we can get them?
Dungalek? As soon as the market opens at Dungalek, they will
be
on the shelves, right? But these are made with local sea grape, made with local mango. I just got myself a deli slicer.
Okay.
So now I could slice apples, and I could take my my clove, my spice tree, and I could make a spice blend to sprinkle on my dried apple chips. I could make cassava chips.
Love it.
I could make sweet potato chips.
I love it.
Right? And so there are a lot of local snacks that we can make.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we know that Fresh Market has a craft market for local Bahamian products. So you have a space to sell your market.
Absolutely.
Right? And the beauty of these locations is that your products will be exposed to both Bahamians and an international market.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, which is great for the local producer.
Yes.
It's a wonderful, wonderful time. Now, Ms. Archer.
Mm-hmm. That's me.
Bahamas Feeding, the other ways in which you receive donations. Can I just pull up with a pallet of a watermelon? Don't ask me where I get it from. Just know.
We don't ask questions like
good
that.
Stuff, right? Can I show up? I'm a farmer.
Yes.
Say, look here, this is my first harvest. Tell me how to bring
absolutely.
It to you.
Okay. Absolutely. If you have, and in fact, boy, I can put him on the spot right now, but he did say it in public, Minister Zane Lightbourne, he has a farmer's market with his constituency in Yamacraw.
Right. Every 2 weeks.
Right? And he came out to our press conference for golf this week and invited us to come up. And I'm going to sign him up for golf on that occasion. But what we are going to look at is, at the end of the day, what is not sold, if somebody can purchase what's left over from those farmers and give it to us, we will ensure that it gets to the people. So every now and then we do get fresh things donated. All right, we now have a nice little relationship with Rocky Farms, and they'll call us and say, hey, we have some eggplants, we have some kale, we have whatever.
Yeah.
Couple of onions. Send your truck.
And listen, you know? I know somebody just said kale. What kale have to do with snacks? Have you not had a kale chip?
Oh,
right. And here's what you can do. See, you just get the kale, sprinkle it with a little oil, salt, put it in the baker until it crisps and break apart.
That's
right.
It.
Or you could get dead fancy. You're going to come to Fresh Market. You can get some Tropical pepper jelly, right? And then you're going to get some regular pepper, and you're going to mix the two of them together, and then you're going to dehydrate the pepper jelly, and you're going to make your own seasoning. And then you're going to sprinkle your own seasoning.
You have got to be kidding me.
Listen, we ain't joking,
that's
you know.
Awesome.
You could make your conch fritter batter, then put it in the dehydrator and dry it until you could powder it, and then sprinkle it on your chip. Sprinkle
answer.
It on your kale,
what?
And then you have concord. Then you
sprinkle
have
it on your popcorn,
and now you have concord flavored snack.
You better stop it,
and
girl.
The most important thing is your children think you are a magician.
Absolutely.
Your children are like, "Well, mommy, make concord popcorn."
And kale can also go right in a smoothie. First.
Yes,
absolutely.
You know?
Yes, yes. Plenty ways. Okay, so we're at the end of the first hour of the broadcast today. I'm overwhelmed with the variety of snacks available in Fresh Market and the options.
Yes.
And here's the best part. The staff, they're friendly, and they're open to walking with you through the store to answer your questions and identify products that you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
You say, I heard that crazy woman, Miss Green, on the radio. She put an idea in my head. I cannot get it out. Please help me bring it to life. Bring it to fruition.
Yes.
Unintended.
Yes.
Absolutely. So, Ms. Archer, tell us how to contact the Bahamas Feeding Network.
The Bahamas Feeding Network is on all social media platforms. At the office, our phone number is 376-2636. My cell number, 829-3970. Org, our email address, bahamasfeedingnetwork@gmail.com. easy, easy, easy. And like you said, you can drop by with actual in-kind donations. You can drop by with monetary donations. You can call and say, I have a day. Is there anything I can come and do to assist? We will accept you in whatever form, time, talent, or treasure.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Ms. Grant?
Yes, so you can come to any one of our fresh market, Old Bay, Harbor Bay. You can stop at Solomon's Yamacroa. You can stop at Solomon's Old Trail. And did you know that we had a brand new Solomon's Old Trail?
What do you mean?
What?
I'm
you
in have, the, I mean,
you
I'm,
better go.
I'm
you
here
better
right now.
Go.
Fresh
find.
Market, Harbor Bay, capture my heart. You see, I ain't been down in the south side. I gotta go.
You need to go and visit because it is amazing. We even have organic produce. We have fresh produce over there at Solomon's Old Trail. It is not the old Solomon's.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you how you're going to turn your trip to Solomon's, the new Solomon's Old Trail, into a lunch date.
Yes,
you take in your friend to lunch and shopping.
They even
for
have
snacks.
A deli with a hot bar. They even have rotisserie chicken over there waiting on you.
Mm-hmm.
And the selection for the hot bar is out of this world.
Look here, look how you're going to take home a rotisserie chicken, shred it up, get some tortilla and some cheese, and wrap it up, and you're going to make taquitos and snacks for your children.
Yes, you are.
Healthy. And we'll be all out of time, guys. Remember, stop in at one of your Solomon's locations today and contribute on the last day of the AML Foods Snackathon. Guardian, your partner this year, as always. You've been on the clock with Erin Green. Stay tuned because Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry is up next.
Green dog, coconut top, too. Potato, grain, and cheesecake, just to name a few.